Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am excited to report that we are introducing, getting an update from Fosterville South Exploration. Trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FSX and on the OTC markets under the symbol FSXLF. Chad and I are chatting with the CEO, Brian Slezarczyk. Now, Brian, your first time on the show, and I've received a lot of emails asking for updates and simply to bring you on the show to highlight what Fosterville South Exploration is doing in Victoria, Australia here. The company holds about 4,000 square kilometers of land, a handful of projects around and in the area of the Fosterville gold mine. Now, let's start there. Obviously, the strategy in and around the Fosterville gold mine has to do with gold exploration and playing off the fact that Fosterville is a highly profitable gold mine. Give us a little background on what drew you to the area and a little insights on the overall land package that you guys hold.
Absolutely. And thanks for that introduction. I'm really happy to be on the program. I know that you have a wide following in the space, so I'm excited to talk about Fosterville South and what we're doing. And the Fosterville South story, although it's relatively new as a public company, goes back several years. And the way that Fosterville South has come to be is really centered around a geologist by the name of Rex Motten. And Rex grew up in the Fosterville area. In fact, his house today is just minutes away from the Fosterville mine itself. And while Rex enjoyed a successful career as an international geologist, he always kept an eye on his own backyard. And when Kirkland Lake started to have some early success at their Fosterville mine, Rex, who had very intimate knowledge of the area, Rex spent his teenage years prospecting around the Victorian Gold Belt, had maintained a database on all of the exploration and production activity in Victoria for decades. Rex was able to, based on this knowledge and based on his hometown advantage, quickly assemble the premier exploration land package in Victoria. And included within this land package is a 600 square kilometer property of ours called Lauriston, which is immediately south and is actually contiguous with the Kirkland Lake Fosterville mine tenements. It's got the big regional structures running through Lauriston that we see at Kirkland Lake's Fosterville tenements. It's got gold with antimony and spades. Lauriston has reported high-grade historic gold production despite very limited modern exploration. And Rex, living in this area, had a great network in the technical community, geologists, engineers. But as far as capital markets go, we were people that had worked with Rex over a multi-year period around the world on different projects. And we feel really fortunate that Rex entrusted us as the group to take this premier land package public. And we did so on the TSX Venture Exchange.
Now, when it comes to the overall strategy at these projects, people can go to the company's presentation, which I will post a link to below. Slide 5 outlines all the projects here. So I believe there's 10, maybe slightly over 10 projects. What's going to be the near-term focus here for the company? Which projects, please?
So right now, we're drilling at our Golden Mountain project, at our Lauriston project, and at our Moranbah project. We will soon be looking to drill at our Walhalla project, in particular at a target called Enoch's Point, where we've recently put out some very high-grade gold sampling numbers from our field work there. And the goal of the company over the next several months is to have 4 to 5 projects being concurrently drilled. Now, we're very well funded to conduct this exploration. We have just under $30 million in cash. We've been very fortunate to attract some great shareholders like Eric Sprott, like Ross Beatty, as a couple of our large shareholders. Eric obviously had some incredible success in this area via his involvement with Kirkland Lake itself. So the company is well-funded. We have the premier land package, and now it's all about drilling. Over the past 12 months, we've done a lot of field work, a lot of geochemical work, a lot of soils, a lot of interpretation of old data, including production records. And now, going forward, the next several months will be all about the drill bit and producing drill results for the market to see.
Now, Brian, you know, you said that there's some, you know, historic information you have. Did Rex or did your company, were you able to acquire a database or any of the old drilling that was done that you can incorporate into the new model? Or do you have to go out and do infill drilling? Obviously, you have to drill a lot of it, but are you able to use a lot of that historic to help shorten your timeline to be able to come up with the drill targets and prove your thesis?
Yes, absolutely. And this is a very interesting component to the situation. As I mentioned, Rex worked around the world internationally as a geologist. But while working around the world, I mentioned that Rex kept an eye on his own backyard. And one of the things Rex did is decades ago, started to maintain a database on all of the historic production, exploration, field work that had been done in this particular region. So Rex initially started this database as an academic pursuit and out of interest, maintained it over the years, and now it is coming into play as just an incredible asset for Fosterville South as we embark on a large-scale drilling program throughout Victoria. And one of the things that people new to Victoria have to realize is that despite some of these incredible grades that Kirkland Lake has enjoyed at the Fosterville mine itself, and despite some incredibly high-grade historic production reported at places like our Lauriston project, there has been very limited modern exploration. And much of the historic production record keeping focuses on production from the top 20, 30, 40, 50 meters from surface. And a lot of these areas, Lauriston again being a good example, they were in production up until the very early 1900s. There was a fair bit of production between 1890 and 1910. And post that, it had been very sporadic. And it wasn't until Kirkland Lake had their success at the Fosterville mine that exploration activity really kicked up in the area. And again, because of Rex's hometown advantage, we had effectively a multi-year head start on the current gold rush that's taking place in Victoria, where we see companies acquiring new parcels of ground every day. Again, we were very fortunate due to that hometown first mover advantage to have assembled what we think is the premier exploration package in Victoria, this 4,000 square kilometers in various licenses and license applications that Rex has put together.
You have an amazing land package, Brian, with, you know, like we've talked about 10 different projects, but one of the things that I'm curious about, and I'm sure investors are curious about, is what of the three that you're drilling now, the Gold Mountain, the Lauriston, and the Moranbah, most people could see Lauriston being adjacent to the Kirkland Lakes Fosterville mine and the action there. But what is your overall plan? If you start making discoveries on all these different kind of patchwork of land packages, is your ultimate plan to build a central mill and tie all these together? Or, you know, what is the ultimate game plan? Because there's so many projects and there's drilling going on at so many of them. It's kind of hard to follow them all. Where is your main focus going to be as you move forward? And how do you see it all tying together?
Well, it's a great question. And I think because of the fact we have such a large land package due to the first mover status, people don't quite understand or know where that focus will be over the next several months. And in fact, the company can't know at this stage. The company will know post initial results. So we're drilling right now at Golden Mountain. We're drilling at Lauriston. We're drilling at Moranbah. The results over the next few months at those projects will then dictate where most of the exploration spend goes for the several months post this early initial phase. Now, Lauriston has likely been the project that has created the most excitement, and it's easy to see why. 600 square kilometers, it borders the Kirkland Lake Fosterville mine tenements, so it's in the right neighborhood. It has the big regional structures moving through it. So Lauriston, with all of that geological excitement, proximity, and the record of historic high-grade gold production, Lauriston has created a lot of excitement and has garnered a lot of attention based on those facts. Early on, we started our drill turning first at Golden Mountain, and Golden Mountain was a project that we had a lot of data for. We had drill permits in place for. Access was relatively straightforward. So we started based on logistics at Golden Mountain, not knowing exactly what to expect. Well, we've had some excellent early drill results from Golden Mountain. So we've started to crank up drilling at Golden Mountain, and more results from Golden Mountain are imminent, in fact, from the drill bit. So where the focus will be several months from now will depend on these results at places like Golden Mountain, Lauriston, Moranbah, Walhalla, over the next few months of drill activity. We are fortunate, like I say, to be so well-funded to embark on this. We can aggressively drill multiple projects at the same time.
So, Brian, just a summary then of the current drilling and even the drilling that's planned. I understand that, well, already three projects are being drilled. You're planning on getting that drill to a couple other projects on the, well, in the company's portfolio. But again, do you have any defined meters that the company's going to be drilling here? Or is this truly just a first pass on a lot of the already drill-ready projects to give you some follow-up work to show you where that high grade might be and where warrants more drilling?
That's right. So initially, we've laid out meterage targets for drilling in this first phase at all of these various projects. For example, our first phase of drilling was approximately 4,500 meters scheduled at Lauriston. In reality, we're going to be drilling more than those 4,500 meters, and we'll continue to expand the drill program on a results-driven basis. So the goal is to have the drill continue to turn at Lauriston, continue to turn at Golden Mountain, continue to drill at Moranbah, and also bring on another project in short order. Likely the next project to be drilled would be Enoch's Point at the Walhalla Gold Belt project. So it'll be a very active drill program, and it will be ongoing. We've got no shortage of targets. And over the past 12 months, the team has just on an ongoing daily basis been out in the field, generating great drill targets through work such as geochemical work, soils, sampling, etc. And we have drill targets laid out for the next year. There are no shortage of targets. Where we ramp up and end up dedicating more exploration capital will be dependent on these first pass results at all of the projects.
Now, Brian, you've mentioned a couple of times that the company is not short on cash and fully funded. Where does the company stand in terms of cash in the bank?
So cash in the bank right now is just under $30 million. So we're exceptionally well funded. We've got strong institutional ownership. We have strong insider ownership with various employees, insiders, management consultants, owning approximately 30% of the company. And as I've mentioned, we're very fortunate to have been able to announce significant investors being Eric Sprott and Ross Beaty. So the company is very well positioned here. And although we have close to $30 million in cash, so we have a strong treasury, we have just under 68 million shares issued. So we've been fortunate to have raised capital along the way initially as the project has attracted excitement, and we maintain a relatively small and tight share structure. So despite the strong cash position, we have a very strong share structure, and we've been fortunate, like I say, to have attracted some of Canada's top precious metals investors, some of Canada's top institutional investors, and of course, both Eric and Ross, as I've mentioned.
Well, Brian, you've also attracted a number of our listeners as well, because as I said, we've gotten a lot of emails asking for an update and an introduction to Fosterville South. So I appreciate you taking the time to update us. Let's follow up on the back of some more news, because look, the company's busy drilling, and this is a very interesting area that you guys have accumulated quite a land package and quite a number of different projects. So we will follow along as the drilling progresses and some more news hits the market. And in the meantime, Brian, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Brian regarding Fosterville South exploration, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, or shad@kereport.com. Brian, thanks again for your time.
Wonderful. Thank you.